Also read the basic introductory essay on the other two topics. Then answer two of the following four questions. How do development and conflict interact in your conflict? In other words, how does each affect the other? What kinds of power are being utilized by whom? Are there opportunities to use exchange power or integrative power that are being overlooked? What is the impact of cultural differences in this conflict? How are they being addressed? Explain what factual disputes are important in the conflict and what, if anything, is being done to address them. You may focus on one conflict for both essays, or different conflicts for each essay, but overall look at two of these factors, not all four. Back to unit listing Unit 7, Strategies for Conflict Transformation, Management, or Resolution for use by disputants or first parties. While third parties are often focused on resolution, first parties often are not. More likely, they are more focused on winning or getting out of the conflict if they see it as more damaging than beneficial. As we said before, this is a ripe time for resolution. The following essays are but some of those available in the full Beyond Intractability knowledge base that examine options to transform conflict. Conflict assessment. Conflict assessment is the first stage in the process of conflict management and resolution that begins by clarifying participants' interests, needs, positions, and issues, and then engages stakeholders to find solutions. Conflict transformation. Many people believe that conflict happens for a reason and that it brings much needed change. Therefore, to eliminate conflict would also be to eliminate conflict's dynamic power. In transformation, a conflict is changed into something constructive, rather than destructive, but it is allowed to continue so that the beneficial aspects of the conflict can still be achieved. Limiting escalation. De-escalation tends to proceed slowly and requires a lot of effort. This essay describes some key strategies available for slowing escalation and then de-escalating a conflict. Interpersonal, small-scale communication. Robert Quillen wrote, "Discussion is an exchange of knowledge, argument an exchange of emotion." These resources explain why interpersonal communication breaks down and how to make it more effective. Apology and forgiveness. These are two sides of the multifaceted diamond of reconciliation. Both are necessary for true reconciliation to take place. Respect. Treating people with respect is key to conflict transformation. When they are denied respect, people tend to react negatively, creating conflicts or escalating existing ones. Improving relationships. There are many tools people can use to repair relationships after they have been damaged by conflict. Some of the most common are explored in this introductory essay, others are explored in subsidiary essays. Option identification. Once the parties have identified the issues under contention, they should systematically list all options that they see available to them for advancing their interests. Option identification helps parties develop creative, realistic solutions to their conflict. Negotiation. Negotiation is bargaining. It is the process of discussion and give and take between two or more disputants, who seek to find a solution to a common problem. This overview essay discusses basic strategies and tactics of negotiation. More details are then found in the sections on negotiation theory and negotiation strategies. Negotiation theory. This short essay explains what we mean by negotiation theory and gives links to subsequent essays that describe some of these theories in more detail. Negotiation strategies. Most literature on negotiation focuses on two strategies, cooperative bargaining versus competitive bargaining. This essay briefly defines and compares these two bargaining styles and links to other essays that give more details. Unit 7 assignment. Consider one of the intractable conflicts listed in the Unit I assignment or another conflict of similar scope. Did you see any of the disputing parties making efforts toward conflict transformation, management, or resolution? If so, what are they doing? What change strategies are they using? Are they doing anything to try to improve relationships? If so, what? Are they negotiating? What strategy do they seem to be using? If not, what might be done by disputants themselves to make the conflict less destructive and more constructive? Suggested length, 3-4 pages. Back to unit listing Unit 8, Third-Party Intermediary Strategies, Part 1. This section looks at third-party intervention very broadly and then focuses in on mediation, one of the most commonly recognized forms of third-party intervention.